Matthew, Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5. It can be found on page 969 of the Bibles in front of you. Matthew chapter 5, beginning at verse 13, page 969. Salt and light. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled by men. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. I tell you the truth, until heaven and earth disappear, not the smallest letter, not the least stroke of a pen, will by any means disappear from the law until everything is accomplished. Anyone who breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever practices and teaches these commands will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, you will certainly not enter the kingdom of heaven. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Catherine. Can we have the PowerPoint up, Nate? Thank you. I remember, or I suppose I was 9 or 10 years old, when my mother taught me how to boil potatoes. And it was for my Cub Scout Home Orderly Proficiency Badge. And I was taught to add a pinch of salt into the water in order to enhance the flavour. And now, in the interests of the nation's blood pressure, we've been kind of advised against that or told to minimise it, but somehow, you know, salt does add to flavour, doesn't it? You know, crisps without salt are really boring, but Have a crisp. Pass them around. I'll keep that one for later, otherwise I won't get it. No, there's salt and vinegar, of course. Do you remember those little blue wraps? Yeah. Gosh, it shows the age of our congregation. I thought, Sylvia, when you called yourself a young person, that really... Oh, no, hang on. Let's not go there. Have you ever, though, actually eaten a spoonful of salt? Matthew has. Was it suitably disgusting? Oh, my goodness. Right, most people, most normal people, given a teaspoon of salt, would go, oh, that really is awful. Sylvia was talking about some of the uses of salt. And, you know, one of the common factors about how we use salt is that we don't use it on its own. Salt on its own is not a very useful material. It only becomes useful when it's spread about. I've gone across one too many. When it's spread about. To be of any use on the roads, to stop us slipping around, it needs to be spread widely and thinly. To be used as a preservative, it's got to be spread over the meat. To be used as flavouring, you just need a little pinch of it that spreads throughout the food. As an antiseptic, you spread it on a wound. Rubbing salt into the wound is quite painful, but it's what it's all about. Salt's not much use on its own. It needs spreading to become useful. And then it becomes invaluable. Jesus said, you are the salt of the earth. But who is the you? Who is he talking about as being salt of the earth? As an image we had last week when we saw the context in which Jesus was talking about the kingdom of heaven and saying, it's for everyone. Can you remember us saying, the kingdom's for everyone? And he used a number of people as kind of unlikely examples, saying, yeah, the kingdom is for people like you, for people like you. Can you remember, I had us imagining a number of people, like Reuben, who was a spiritual nobody. The kingdom was for him. Rebecca, who grieved over having destroyed her own marriage. The kingdom is for her. Simona with low self-esteem, Joseph who longed to be free of a drink problem. We were looking at each one of them saying, the kingdom is for them. The kingdom is available for everyone. Now these new followers of Jesus, he's just, you know, been healing, and people have come to, who've been healed, who've come to listen to what he's got to say about their new life in the kingdom. They're the ones he's talking to when he says, now you are the salt of the earth. Everyone in his kingdom, without exception, is salt of the earth. Last week we had Simon and Garfunkel, as Sylvia indicated. Today's band is the Rolling Stones. Let's just show our age for the moment. Who can remember what album that was on? David Wharton would be, if he was here, he would remember. Yeah, Beggar's Banquet, there you go. Salt of the earth is now just a familiar phrase that we use, and we use it to refer to, you know, good, reliable, simple, honest people. The hard-working people. The working-class heroes. That packet of crisps is still going round. It wasn't that big. you know, being salt of the earth is clearly not limited just to Christians. You know, we don't have a monopoly on being good and reliable and so on. And in fact, you can be a Christian without being like that at all. So what did Jesus have in mind when he said, you are the salt of the earth? He wouldn't be raising a glass to the evil, though he would be to the good. Jesus' followers are to be preservatives, stopping the decay of society around about us. We're to be flavouring, bringing a kingdom flavour to a godless culture. We're to be healers at work amongst the hurting and the wounded. Yes, we're even to be de-icers. I managed to get an image of that. So that others don't slip off the road of life. How about that? Jesus doesn't say to his followers, you are to become salt of the earth. Nor does he say, you're to be like salt of the earth. He says, you are salt of the earth. And if you're a follower of Jesus here this morning, then that includes you. You have a job to do because you are the salt of the earth. You need to let your saltiness be tasted, because God's commissioned you to go out into his world, to go out this week into his world, into a decaying, godless society amongst the wounded and the hurting, amongst those whose lives are like a train wreck. You're to go out and be salt there, to be reaching wider for Jesus by spreading your salt around. So to help that sink in a little bit, I'd like you to humour me by joining in and saying, I am the salt of the earth. Let's say that together. I am the salt of the earth. Convinced? Let's say it once more. I am the salt of the earth. Now, clearly, you're not the salt of the whole earth. Okay? And with the other analogy, you're not the light of the whole world. But there is a little patch of earth where you are to be salty. And that little bit of earth where you are to be salt might not stretch very far, but it's the bit around you, wherever you are, every day of the week. It's where you are on your front line, wherever you're rubbing shoulders with those who aren't yet followers of Jesus, who aren't yet in the kingdom of heaven. That's the place where you're salt. And in that place, you're reaching wider by being salty. Christians aren't meant to spend all of their time in a salty heap, in the warehouse, in the church. In a salty heap in the warehouse, we make very little difference. We make no difference to the world outside. But we need to be spread around on the open road, opening up effectively the path to heaven for others to travel along. And Jesus modelled that by spending so much of his time not in church, not in the synagogue or the temple, but out amongst the ordinary people living their ordinary everyday lives. So my question to you this morning is, where will you add kingdom flavour this week? Here's an image to take with you into this week. If you've been out driving at all over the last couple of weeks, especially if you've been out on the motorway, you'll very likely have seen a sign just like that one. Where will you do some salt spreading this week? We're going to be scattered as we leave this place this morning, each spread out onto our front lines. We'll only be a single grain of salt each. We will only make a difference to a small area, but we'll make the whole difference to that area. It's out on our front lines that we'll be salt of the earth. Let's be still for a moment. And would you like to just, in your mind's eye, just think about where your front line is, where you'll be this week, rubbing shoulders with those who don't yet know Jesus. Lord Jesus, you tell us that we are the salt of the earth. And you spread us around your world so that we can each make a difference in the place where we land, out on our front lines. Help us this week to be salty in those places. Help us this week to make a difference for you and for your kingdom. We ask it in your name. Amen.